This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 8:05, 5 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. We have 73 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Mostly sunshine today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms for the afternoon. Our high today in the low 90s. Chance of rain is 30%. It's going to be muggy every day. The entire week is going to be like this. Again, 72 right now and warming up quickly here. It was women in action yesterday, along with a lot of men as well. The 11th Moral Monday in Raleigh, rallying for women's rights. 101 people were arrested, bringing the running total to more than 800. The protesters, normally focused on the Republican-led policies of the North Carolina General Assembly, took just a moment yesterday to pause and remember Trayvon Martin. The 17-year-old was fatally shot by George Zimmerman, a Florida man who claimed self-defense and was acquitted on Saturday. Rachel Nash has been covering Moral Mondays for WCHL and has this report on what happened yesterday.
I find the ruling very frustrating. I feel like it encourages racial profiling. I'm also a teacher, and I think we need to teach our children to think critically and not make snap judgments, and that ruling really, to me, says it's okay to do that, and that's not a lesson I'm okay with teaching our young people.
That's UNC alum Rachel Debnam. She was there to rally for women's rights, but also felt a sense of sadness over Zimmerman's acquittal. Thousands wore pink as they gathered on the lawn of Halifax Mall. Many carried signs in protest of the state House of Representatives passing tighter abortion regulations in a less than transparent manner. NAACP state chapter president and civil disobedience leader Reverend William Barber explained that he planned to be absent from Monday's protest, but returned early from the NAACP National Convention after hearing the Zimmerman verdict. Barber was the only male speaker at Moral Monday, sharing the stage with speakers from North Carolina Women United, NARAL Pro-Choice of North Carolina, and NC Moms Rising.
The sisters are here, the sisters have been here, and the sisters are here to say, and I want to make sure everybody know it's a pro-choice decision.
UNC alum and teacher Alan Carter attended Moral Monday to protest cuts made to education, but also championed the efforts of pro-choice activists.
The same people who come out against abortion are often also against stuff like sex education and providing coverage for contraception. At that point, I think it's pretty clear that you're against women making decisions and controlling their own reproductive health.
Anna Curry of the United Church of Chapel Hill said she wasn't happy with the abortion regulations that were pushed through the General Assembly so quickly by way of tacking the restrictions onto unrelated bills.
First of all, the process was terrible because none of us knew about it. But, you know, I was one of the ones that fought for women's rights. And I just say, get the government out of my body. That's my decision, my body, and it should be between me and my family and my doctor, and that's it.
Fellow United Church of Chapel Hill member Sharon Hansen held a pink sign which read, Women Remember in November.
Remember who you vote for and who not to vote for in November.
The Moral Monday protests are getting national attention as well. CNN sent a camera crew to this week's protest. The New York Times published an editorial last week on the state GOP's policies with the headline reading, The Decline of North Carolina. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory responded with a letter to the editor of the newspaper defending his right-leaning policies, saying, quote, this focus on pragmatic problem-solving is now fueling North Carolina's comeback to prosperity as well. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In other news this morning on WCHL, the woman who left a service dog alone in a car in Carborough for about 2 hours, which resulted in the dog's death, has been charged with one count of misdemeanor animal cruelty. 42-year-old Deborah Cunningham of Carborough left Worthy in a vehicle with the windows rolled up in the middle of the day on June 10th. Cunningham is the program director for Eyes, Ears, Nose, and Paws, where Worthy was being trained to be a service dog. Cunningham was served a criminal summons on Monday. She will have to appear in court in Hillsborough on August 8th. The Small Business Administration and other state and county agencies conducting their review of flood damage in the area. Local officials are offering updates on the community after the flood. Emergency Management Coordinator for Orange County, Darshan Patel, says the majority of the flood damage appears to have affected Chapel Hill and Carborough, and the efforts of emergency workers are beginning to transition.
This is really now transitioned to a recovery effort where DFS, housing, a couple other county agencies are really working to make sure short-term and long-term housing options are taken care of.
Chapel Hill's town manager, Roger Stansel, says the flood damage to Town Hall is going to take about 4 months to fix.
We've got to totally start over again. Think about the space, and we need to move some of our technology to a different location and then redo the space.
In its review, the Small Business Administration pushed for a disaster declaration for Orange County. According to Patel, that declaration would allow residents and small business owners to get low-interest loans to help rebuild.
The governor has since signed that declaration and sent it to the SBA for final approval. And as soon as we receive the final approval, we will get the SBA into our assistance center at University Mall to allow individuals to come in, consult with them, do applications, and everything they need to do to get the assistance they need from the SBA.
While Stansel says there's no estimate for how much the cleanup to the town will cost, he says there are a few ways that Chapel Hill can find enough money in its budget to pay for this cleanup.
One of the reasons the town has a fund balance is it's our savings account for natural disasters, and that's why we keep it at a healthy level so we can recover from such disasters.
Stansel says that Chapel Hill is keeping records of all the damages in the event that it can get reimbursements from state or federal agencies. He says this also extends to the potential lack of money the town is getting since waiving fees for certain types of cleanup and construction on property.
Depending again on the level of declarations from the state and federal government, there may be some potential for getting those fee waivers reimbursed to the town.
An estimated 141 residents got displaced by the June 30th flood. Orange County and municipal officials continue to monitor river levels as more rains and storms are expected. After severe flooding, Camelot Village faced very serious water damage, destroying many residents' belongings and homes. Camelot Village is across the street from University Mall and Estes Drive in Chapel Hill. Cleanup has been a very lengthy process. Camelot Village manager Joel Duvall says the three restoration companies hired have had to do a large amount of work.
The three restoration companies are making good progress in drying out the units. They had to actually cut out the sheetrock, remove all the carpeting and lower cabinets. They are checking the electrical that got underwater, so that's a lot of work.
Duvall says the town of Chapel Hill has lent support to the cleanup effort.
The town, as of last Tuesday or Wednesday, is providing some extra dumpsters for us to fill with personal property that the residents left behind. And I'm anticipating all that trash will be cleaned up in the next few days.
Duvall says the insurance company has not yet approved all of the construction, so estimates on cost for cleanup are not determined. He predicts that the floods did not impact the tax value of Camelot Village, and says he's not sure if the price at which these condos sell will change.
What they sell for, we'll see. We've had another bad flood in the year 2000, and the values did not change much.
Some residents with a little water damage have already moved back into their homes at Camelot Village. Duvall says about 50 residents who live in homes with a lower elevation may face months away from their homes before they can return.
Some of them only had wet carpet in their living rooms, and they never had to leave. Some of them will be probably 2-3 months out.
If you'd like more information on the Camelot Village cleanup, you can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. U.S. Congressman David Price toured flood-damaged properties to show his support of Chapel Hill on Monday. Congressman Price was joined by Mayor Mark Kleinsmith, Town Manager Roger Stansel, and Emergency Management Coordinator Robert Bosworth. Congressman Price is a resident of Chapel Hill and serves the oddly shaped 4th Congressional District, which covers Chapel Hill, Pittsboro, Raleigh, Burlington, portions of Durham, Cary, and Fayetteville, among others. Construction on Culberth Road has hit many delays this summer from soil problems and rain to asbestos water lines. Assistant Director of Parks and Recreation Bill Webster says a meeting is scheduled later this week to share the progress of the project. Construction on Culberth Road started June 8th, and its planned completion date was August 25th. Webster says several delays occurred during construction, including heavy rain, an asbestos water pipe, and just really bad soil.
Right now, the big one right now is we have a serious soils issue that we have to resolve. And as of today, I'm not exactly sure how much time it'll take to resolve it, but we'll know more by the end of the
soil problems that the construction team faces deal with poor soil found underneath Culberth Road. Poor soil is not uncommon in floodplain areas, but the construction crew did not expect to find so much poor soil that they would have to dig another 6 feet.
But once the road was excavated, we found out there were actually large areas within the excavation zone which the soils were completely unacceptable.
The three areas in which the construction crew worried about having delays all occurred. Webster says only more rain at a bad time could continue to cause delays. The construction crew now has plans for dealing with the soil on Colberth Road, and if they encounter the same problem on the trails later this year, it won't cause as much delay.
And if there is a problem, we'll immediately communicate it to the community and the schools and everyone else. But right now, we're just not certain.
For more information on the Fan Branch and Morgan Trails, you can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. We'll bring you up to date on election coverage on WCHL as more and more people continue to file for election. That's on the way. Right now, time for your traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurant, the station bar and beer garden, and the Tiger Room. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carborough. Now, with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Rand Northup.
I sacrificed my hands to get in here on time.
Yeah, what happened?
I ran into the doorknob, nearly broke my hand. I'm okay.
Sorry,
I'm all right. Everything's fine. Traffic, we do see a little bit of a delay right now, though. Ephesus Church Road, between Ephesus Church Road and Garrett Road on 15501 northbound, seeing a delay right now. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly, so just the usual suspect causing some delays out there right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
There's a finger lying on the floor over there. Is that yours?
I got 10. I think I'm all right.
Must not be. Must be someone else's.
Yeah.
I don't know who that might be.
I'll get right into the investigative reporting of it.
Thanks a lot.
Certainly.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented this morning by Elmo's Diner. The fun never stops at Elmo's Diner with shakes, burgers, and high chairs for small fries. Elmo's Diner, Carmel Mall in Carborough. 73 degrees in Chapel Hill, 72 in Carborough. Mostly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today in the low 90s. Chance of rain is 30%. Also a 30% chance of rain tonight with a low in the low 70s. Forecast is going to stay the same for several days here. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the low 90s. 30% chance of showers and or thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, more of the same. Thursday, more of the same. Just really hot and muggy weather all week long, so we may as well go ahead and get used to it. It's kind of tough to deal with if you're outside. It is 8:18, 18 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. With the deadline to file for municipal elections ending at the end of this week, one new candidate's filed for Hillsborough's Board of Commissioners, while two incumbent members of the Carborough Board of Aldermen have filed to run for their seats again. WCHL's Aaron Keck brings us all up to date.
Can I find the ruling?
In Hillsborough, Kathleen Ferguson filed on Monday to run for one of the town's two available seats on the Board of Commissioners. Meanwhile, in Carborough, Randy Haven O'Donnell and Jacqueline Giss are both running for their seats on the board again as well. There are three seats available in Carborough. The other incumbent, Sammy Slade, has also filed for re-election. We heard from him on WCHL last week. Gist is the longest-serving member of the board. She says she's worked to promote local business in her last term, among other things, initiating the purchase of the now public parking lot on Greensboro Street.
Normally wouldn't consider a parking lot to be a huge accomplishment, but the minute that we opened it, it pretty much filled, and the downtown businesses were delighted.
Randy Haven O'Donnell, meanwhile, says she's worked on a number of issues during her time as an alderman, from working on better conditions for day laborers to economic development across the town.
There's a few overarching areas with county work that I've done in addition to here in the town of Carborough.
Jackie Giss says she's particularly excited to run for re-election now because she feels Carborough is on the cusp of an economic transition where the town's creative reputation will give way to more investment by businesses.
We're also now beginning to attract organizations that are based on having very creative, very involved employees and people who are excited about living in a community that meets their lifestyle needs.
But Gist also says it's not just about attracting business with local spirit.
Our challenge is to make that happen in a way that keeps Carborough what we all love about it, while at the same time growing so that we're bringing in organizations and employers who are not just storefronts, although the storefronts are important.
Randy Haven O'Donnell, meanwhile, says she wants to see Carborough's residential and commercial tax ratio balance to preserve that same Carborough spirit.
One of the wonderful things about living in Carborough is the way Carborough feels. feels, and everybody really likes the way she feels in the sense of place that we have here, and keeping that affordable is a great challenge.
She says she sees economic expansion in Carrboro's future as well, and she says Carrboro used to be a very service-oriented town, and that, too, could make a comeback in the community.
One of the things that we're looking to do now is fuse not only the arts and the entertainment and the innovation side of Carrboro, but also relaunch the side of Carrboro that provides services.
Meanwhile, in Hillsboro, Kathleen Ferguson is the former chair of the Orange County Economic Development Advisory Board. She started off her work in Hillsboro by working to form a community watch group in the town and joining the I-70 task force.
All along, it's just fueled my interest to continue contributing.
Ferguson says she believes Hillsboro has been going in the right direction over the past few years, but there are still some changes she wishes to see in town.
We don't have private sector jobs available here for many of us, and I'd like to see that change.
Ferguson says Hillsboro is in a fluctuating period. Developments are starting to come back to the town, but the state legislature is being unsupportive on budgetary issues.
There's not an unlimited supply of budget. How do we apply those resources smartly, and how do we collaborate so that we don't function as an island of one?
Ferguson, one of two individuals to file to run for Hillsboro Town Board on Monday. The other is Megan Layla Carmichael. That makes three candidates for two open seats on the Board of Commissioners in Hillsboro. The third candidate is Jen Weaver. Election day for all the positions is November 5th. The filing period for individuals interested in running for local elections runs through this Friday at noon. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning. It is 8:22, 22 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Fitch Lumber and Hardware in Carrboro. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz. UNC's men's basketball coach Roy Williams issued a statement yesterday saying, paraphrasing here, that he initially decided not to make a statement about P.J. Harrison until the legal process had been finalized. He believed that's the fair way that everyone should be treated and is the way of our country. He went on to say that P.J. and he had had several discussions already, and he knows he has made some serious mistakes. There will be serious consequences as a result. Certainly the idea of suspending P.J. has been discussed. However, he's not currently enrolled in summer school, is not practicing with the team, and we have no games until November. Roy went on to say there are several options available in terms of discipline, but we're going to wait until the process is finished to decide on those options. Other issues have been written about recently that are disturbing and bother me deeply. Our basketball program is based on great ideals, and these issues are embarrassing. These are not common in my 10 years as head coach at Carolina. They will all be dealt with harshly and appropriately at the correct time to ensure that our program will not be compromised. Roy said that we will care about each individual, but there will be serious actions taken that will fix these issues. I take pride in our values and how we have conducted ourselves for a long time here at Carolina. This time will pass, but it will be dealt with strongly. We're talking about a program that has been a model of success on and off the court, and it will be again. I want to thank our fans for their patience, understanding, and support. That's from a statement issued by Roy Williams yesterday. And in regards to P.J. Harrison, Art Chansky has a lot more on this. He says we ought to read between the lines. That's coming up on today's Sports Notebook on WCHL, just a couple of minutes away. Former UNC baseball standout Matt Harvey will become the third player in program history to start the Major League Baseball All-Star Game when he takes the mound for the National League tonight. Harvey joins Walt Weiss, who did it in 1998, and Brian Roberts in 2005 as Carolina All-Star starters. He will oppose Detroit's Matt Scherzer in the Midsummer Classic tonight at Citi Field. Harvey is 7-2 on the year, 2.35 ERA, and 130 innings of work for the Mets. He struck out 147 batters in those 130 innings and 19 starts, currently leads the National League in strikeouts. And Harvey went on to call it a huge honor, and he really appreciates it, and hopefully he can make the hometown fans proud. For the full story, visit our website at chapelboro.com. Accolades just keep coming for many members of Carolina's football team. Yesterday, senior tackle James Hurst was named the 44th annual Rotary Lombardi Award official watch list. The Rotary Club of Houston gives out the Lombardi Award to the nation's best college lineman or linebacker each year. The watch list for the Biletnikoff Award, presented to the nation's most outstanding college receiver, will be announced later today. Tar Heel swimmer Stephanie Peacock is once again making noise in the pool. Peacock snagged her second medal of the 2013 World University Games on Monday. This time it was silver, placing second in the 800-meter freestyle event after winning a gold medal in the 1500-meter freestyle on Saturday. Was impressive. In fact, Peacock just missed seeing more gold as she touched the wall just 12 hundredths of a second behind Martina Demme of Italy. And Peacock wasn't the only American on the podium. Ashley Steenvoorden of the United States picked up the bronze medal on Monday and was runner-up to Peacock on Saturday. Peacock is the first Tar Heel to win multiple medals in an international swimming competition since Whitney Sprague did it in 2009. Peacock's last race will be the 400-meter freestyle set to go later today. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Have you read between the lines of Roy Williams' statement about P.J. Hairston? This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Today I was intending to talk about the contract extension and raise received by Florida State's Leonard Hamilton, who is supposedly now the second-highest-paid basketball coach in the ACC. Hamilton's new annual income is a reported $2.25 million, which supposedly is second to Mike Krzyzewski, who with salary, bonuses, and the mad money that Duke throws at him, makes about $10 million a season. And all for one Final Four in the last 9 years. I'll save that for another day. Williams put out a statement Monday about the P.J. Hairston fiasco, which in the new world of social media has forced Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham and now Williams to issue releases that said basically nothing and reiterated that when they are good and ready to pass judgment on P.J., they will do it. But I think Williams had another agenda with his statement that acknowledged Hairston made some serious mistakes and will pay a serious price. Of course, that has opened up the Twitter world to a new debate. Kicked out of school, kicked off the team for one season, or suspended for X number of games once they have the skinny on what exactly Hairston was doing with a car rented by a felonious fellow and a gun that was supposedly in the car until one of the three passengers threw it out the window, along with enough pot to make the charges worse than a misdemeanor possession. We've heard all that before. In my opinion, old Roy was also saying not to lump his basketball program in with the ongoing three-year scandal that began with football and is yet to touch any other sport at UNC. There was no love lost between Williams and Butch Davis, whom the basketball office saw as a pushy self-promoter who got $100 million of upgrades at Keenan Stadium during his first three seasons here. Yes, the basketball program Williams' mentor Dean Smith built into one of the most respected in the country has had its isolated problems. Donald Washington in the 1970s, J.R. Reed in the 80s, Jeff McGinnis in the 90s. But it is not and should not be considered part of the image hit Carolina has taken over the football academic mess. I take pride in our values and how we have conducted ourselves for a long time here at Carolina, old Roy said. We are talking about a program that has been a model of success on and off the court, and it will be again. You tell them, Coach. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Fitch Lumber and Hardware has been around for a century because they pay attention to their customers. They've got everything you need for your home projects, large and small, and take time to offer you as much or as little advice and helpful tips as you need. The staff is experienced, knowledgeable, and available when you need assistance. Just one of the reasons they've been voted best hardware store in Orange and Chatham counties for 4 years in a row by the Independent Weekly. And Fitch Lumber and Hardware is right here in downtown Carrboro. So stop by or give them a call at 942-3
I'm Gerald LeMoyne, General Manager of Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. I talk a lot about the performance promise, so I want to clearly define what that means. Number one, value. We will do whatever it takes to earn and keep your business. Case in point, 2013 Subaru leases start at $159 per month, such as a 2013 Subaru Impreza 2.0i. Wow! With interest rates as low as 0% for up to 60 months on select 2013 Subarus, July is truly a month to add a Subaru to your family. Number two, service. I'm not just talking about run-of-the-mill customer service. I'm talking about customer enthusiasm. Number three, people. Our staff is dedicated to earning your respect, your loyalty, and most of all, your enthusiasm. Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceSubaru.com.
D3569, DJA01. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $25.99 total due at signing. Includes $500 lease cash and zero security deposit based on MSRP of $18,665. And selling price of $17,999. Financing with approved credit. See dealer for details. Take delivery before July 30th, 2013. Subaru offers one of the most fuel-efficient all-wheel drive vehicles in America. Test drive yours today at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill.
So why wait? It's Christmas in July.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deals. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. you offer a deal to the company from your business and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover Weather brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. Immersed in the East 54 community where you can book your private dining party from 10 to 300 people in one of five different private dining rooms or two patios. Guests can lounge and enjoy their favorite dishes crafted to order by the Tobacco Road chef. It's going to be hot and muggy today, mostly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms for the afternoon, 30% chance of rain. High today in the low 90s. Right now, it is 73 degrees in Chapel Hill, 72 in Carborough.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch. A juror in the George Zimmerman trial says the neighborhood watchman is guilty of bad judgment, not murder, she tells CNN.
He went above and beyond what he really should have done. I think his heart was in the right place. It just went terribly wrong.
Zimmerman said he shot Trayvon Martin in self-defense. Violence broke out during a Los Angeles protest over the verdict. Here's the mayor.
The trial that we saw in Florida has ignited passions. But we have to make sure that it will not ignite the city.
About a dozen arrested. Zimmerman may still face federal charges.
There's a group of congressmen from New York who are urging for prosecution. Reverend Al Sharpton will hold a press conference later this morning to talk about 100 vigils in cities, 100 cities across the country. And the Attorney General Eric Holder will be discussing this case when he talks at the NAACP convention later this afternoon in Orlando.
CBS's Jan Crawford, CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:32, 28 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Warming up now, 75 degrees in Chapel Hill. Shooting for a high today in the low 90s, 30% chance of showers or thunderstorms in the afternoon. Yesterday was the 11th Moral Monday in Raleigh, rallying for women's rights. 101 people got arrested, bringing the running total to more than 800. The protesters, normally focused on the Republican-led policies of the General Assembly, took a pause yesterday to remember Trayvon Martin. The 17-year-old was fatally shot by George Zimmerman, a Florida man who claimed self-defense and was acquitted on Saturday. WCHL's Rachel Nash was there and has the story.
I find the ruling very frustrating. I feel like it encourages racial profiling. I'm also a teacher, and I think we need to teach our children to think critically and not make snap judgments, and that ruling really, to me, says it's okay to do that, and that's not a lesson I'm okay with teaching our young people.
That's UNC alum Rachel Debnam. She was there to rally for women's rights, but also felt a sense of sadness over Zimmerman's acquittal. Thousands wore pink as they gathered on the lawn of Halifax Mall. Many carried signs in protest of the state House of Representatives passing tighter abortion regulations in a less than transparent manner. NAACP state chapter president and civil disobedience leader Reverend William Barber explained that he planned to be absent from Monday's protest, but returned early from the NAACP National Convention after hearing the Zimmerman verdict. Barber was the only male speaker at Moral Monday, sharing the stage with speakers from North Carolina Women United, NARAL Pro-Choice of North Carolina, and NC Moms Rising.
The sisters are here, the sisters have been here, and the sisters are here to say, and I want to make sure everybody knows it's a pro-choice decision.
UNC alum and teacher Alan Carter attended Moral Monday to protest cuts made to education, but also championed the efforts of pro-choice activists.
The same people who come out against abortion are often also against stuff like sex education and providing coverage for contraception. At that point, I think it's pretty clear that you're against women making decisions and controlling their own reproductive health.
Anna Curry of the United Church of Chapel Hill said she wasn't happy with the abortion regulations that were pushed through the General Assembly so quickly by way of tacking the restrictions onto unrelated bills.
First of all, the process was terrible because none of us knew about it. But, you know, I was one of the ones that fought for women's rights. And I just say, get the government out of my body. That's my decision, my body, and it should be between me and my family and my doctor, and that's it.
Fellow United Church of Chapel Hill member Sharon Hansen held a pink sign which read, Women Remember in November.
Remember who to vote for and who not to vote for in November.
The Moral Monday protests are getting national attention as well. CNN sent a camera crew to this week's protest. The New York Times published an editorial last week on the state GOP's policies with the headline reading, The Decline of North Carolina. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory responded with a letter to the editor of the newspaper defending his right-leaning policies, saying, quote, this focus on pragmatic problem solving is now fueling North Carolina's comeback to prosperity as well. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And in other news this morning on WCHL, the woman who left a service dog at a car in Carborough for about 2 hours with the windows rolled up, which resulted in the dog's death, has been charged with one count of misdemeanor animal cruelty. 42-year-old Deborah Cunningham of Carborough left Worthy and a vehicle in the middle of the day on June 10th. Cunningham is the program director for Eyes, Ears, Nose, and Paws, where Worthy was being trained to be a service dog. Cunningham was served a criminal summons on Monday. She'll have to appear in court in Hillsborough on August 8th. United States Congressman David Price toured flood-damaged properties in Chapel Hill yesterday. Congressman Price was joined by Mayor Mark Kleinsmith, Town Manager Roger Stancil, and Emergency Management Coordinator Robert Bosworth. Congressman Price is a Chapel Hill resident and serves the oddly shaped 4th Congressional District, which covers Chapel Hill and Carborough, Pittsboro, Raleigh, Burlington, and portions of Durham, Cary, and Fayetteville, among others. And in news around town this morning, the Land Use Management Ordinance of Chapel Hill, otherwise known as LUMO, has instituted rules for political signs to prepare for the upcoming municipal and school board elections in November. Temporary political signs promoting candidates or topics are permitted as long as they are at most 4 square feet in the area. Political signs erected on private land must be taken down 7 days after the election has ended. Signs located in the public right-of-way may be assembled up to 45 days before the election and must be taken down within 12 days after the election. Signs may not block the traffic signals or road signs. In addition, signs may not use terms or images that could confuse drivers with directional or regulatory traffic signs. Many families are not aware that they may be at risk of lung cancer due to inhaling radon gas. Radon gas comes from the decay of uranium in soil and can sneak into homes by air movement through soil, cracks in foundation, well water, and some building materials like concrete. Radon sands is the chief source of radiation for Americans. Also, radon can attack sensitive tissues in the lungs, resulting in cancer. Using radon-resistant new construction, home builders can construct new homes to prevent radon intrusion. The North Carolina Radon Program is providing a limited number of free radon testing kits, especially for North Carolina families with newborns. Also, test kits can be bought at hardware stores and the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services website. If you'd like to know more about information about radon prevention, you can view this news around town story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. It is 8:38, 22 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Today is Tuesday. That means it is time for Adopt-A-Pet. And we'll tell you about a dog you can adopt coming up.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know to review your auto policy well in advance of your teenager getting a driver's license? Adding a teenager to an automobile policy can triple your premiums. And if you don't have a stable relationship with your insurance company or agent, you may have a hard time securing the most preferred pricing. If you want to discuss strategies for keeping your costs low and providing the most protection for your family, call Hein Rubish at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your auto policy. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Time for a quiz. What Chapel Hill Group is investing in our local environment by buying carbon offsets, planting new trees, and ensuring toxic elements don't get into our water supply? And what Chapel Hill Group generously donates to hundreds of local social causes every day of every week of every year? The answer? Chapel Hill's business community. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Local business owners understand that commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals community. Commerce Plus in Chapel Hill. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
Good morning. It's 8:40. 20 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL, and a special traffic report this morning on WCHL. Here's an update from Rand Northup.
Thank you very much, Ron. Bad accident on 15501 northbound right around Garrett Road. A five-car pileup causing many delays. So, again, stay clear of that area if you can. It's going to take a while to clean it up. Five cars involved in an accident on 15501 northbound right near Garrett Road. So it's backing traffic up past I-40 as well, heading in the northbound direction, so or in the northbound lane. So be on the lookout there and avoid that area if you can to allow yourself the time to get to work or wherever you might be going.
Wow, five cars involved.
That's right.
My goodness, you don't often hear things that widespread. I mean,
exactly.
Involving that many vehicles.
That's right. And it's a great point to make right in that situation, too, that if you see those, you know, you might come up to stoplights or to taillights, excuse me, very quickly, and that's when those, you know, multiple fender benders can happen. So give yourself some space, especially, you know, at any time when you're driving, but especially in areas of heavy congestion because you might see those quick stops.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Rand.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you a little bit later on. 8:41 at WCHL, 19 minutes until 9 o'clock. As I mentioned, it is Tuesday morning, and Tuesday is one of my favorite times of the week because it is time for Adopt-A-Pet. And one of my favorite people, Sarah Fallon, is here from Orange County Animal Services. Good morning.
Good morning, Ron. How are you?
How are you doing?
Good.
You had a birthday recently, didn't you?
I did. A big one.
I'm not even going to ask you.
I don't feel any older.
Oh, you don't?
No.
You don't look any older either.
Thank you. I'm not.
Exactly the same. It was 30, wasn't it?
That's right. Yeah, 30 again.
double that. Well, you have a pet this morning, a little dog, and I hope you will tell us all about her.
Oh, I will. I love Razzle. This is Razzle, and she is a terrier mix. Mm-hmm. Her hair is long. At first, she kind of looks like a Jack Russell with long hair, but I'm not sure what she is. Mm-hmm. So we have her terrier mix. She was a stray. She mm-hmm. came in the shelter the 1st of July. She was available for adoption July 7th.
Uh-huh.
Little dogs usually go quick. Today is, what, the 16th or something like that?
Uh-huh.
I can't remember. And she's still here. She's still with us.
So you don't know much about her history, but what can you tell folks about her appearance and all that sort
of thing? Well, she's got long hair, and she's mainly white with some black and brown. Her ears are black. And she's got some little, I think, more black on her. I'm turning her up, yes, black spot on her back.
Mm-hmm.
And she likes to give you kisses. Of course, she's little and she's energetic, but mm-hmm. she's really sweet. She gets along with other dogs. I have no idea. Some cats may be a little bigger than she is.
That's true. She's not very big.
And she loves for you to rub her tummy. When you first approach her in the shelter, she's a little cautious of you, but she'll turn over on her back in a submissive position, so you can just grab her up. When I go to put on the leash, she's like, I don't know about that, but once I get the leash on her, she walks on a leash, so that's good.
How old is she?
We think she's about 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She's
okay.
Precious. She loves to be carried. She's holding on to me right now.
Yeah, really is.
I give her kisses. She
her
gives
head
me
right
kisses.
Next to your cheek.
I know. She would make somebody a really good dog. You know, she's young, and terriers sometimes don't grow up till they're about four, but she's already, you know, loving, which is really good.
Yeah, she's really affectionate, that's for sure. What is her name again?
Razzle.
Razzle.
We named her.
Little razzle-dazzle here.
Little razzle-dazzle, and that's it. She is.
Yeah, well, we will have a photograph of Razzle on our Facebook page and our website, and we'll have a link to your website,
yes.
Orange County Animal Services. But what is that website address?
That's www.orangecountync.org/animalservices.
Okay. Well, we're going to find our home right
away. I know. We have to. I mean, she hasn't been there long, but for little dogs, they usually are snapped right up. And
mm-hmm.
so, I mean, she's really cute.
She's
well,
so sweet.
I call her so ugly she's cute. No. She's scruffy, and I really like scruffy dogs.
Yeah, she's really cool.
She is.
Well, Razzle, we're going to find somebody to adopt you right away.
And she's already been spayed. We already spayed her. So.
Good. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Sarah.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for coming in, as always. And it is always good to see you.
It's always good to see you. And I know she's going to get adopted now.
Yep. I know she is.
Once she goes on the radio.
It usually happens, doesn't it?
It does usually happen, always.
It's 8:44, 16 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann.
Have you ever wondered what takes place in the brains of the people who design highway entrance ramps for the North Carolina Department of Transportation? I have. Here's an example. A Chapel Hill driver on State Road 86 wants to get on I-40 heading west. Has a choice of two turn lanes. Choose the left lane and you're in luck. The right lane quickly ends and the driver must merge to the left before entering the highway. That makes sense because the driver also will have to merge to the left to join the highway traffic. But at the 15501 entrance to I-40, the merge game is reversed. Choose the left lane and you're forced to merge to the right on the entrance ramp and then merge back to the left to join the highway traffic. That makes no sense. Both entrance ramps are shaped about the same, like a letter Y. Wide at the top, narrow at the bottom to form one lane. The DOT could paint the lane lines the same in all locations, logically requiring drivers always to merge toward the left, the same direction they would merge when entering the highway. But no. It must be that decision makers at the North Carolina DOT don't actually drive on interstate highways. If they did, maybe they would understand that it's also a bad idea to aim intense work lights directly into the eyes of drivers, or to place several miles of orange cones along a road, forcing drivers to squeeze into one lane for no apparent reason, and to make drivers merge to the right just before they merge left to enter a highway. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
What you're saying on the street. Presented by ISIS IT.
What you're saying on the street.
I'm Michael Papich. Former UNC baseball player Matt Harvey received the most ballots of any pitcher for the All-Star game. We hit the streets to find out what you think.
Linda Watkins, and I live in Chapel Hill. Well, I'm thrilled with what a good pitcher he is. No hits in a game, that's really good.
My name is Richard Thompson. I live in Chapel Hill. I think it's great. I think it's great for our state. I think it's great for UNC. You know, I followed his career somewhat when he was here, and I thought it was terrific then. He's obviously surprised some people.
Pam Hart, Chapel Hill. I don't care about sports, so it didn't bother me one way or the other.
Keith Sneed, Apex. I think it's great. Good to see an alum do well, so I was anxious to see him play.
How do you feel about a former UNC player being a possible starting pitcher in the All-Star game?
Glenda Cruz in Durham. Oh, I think it's great for the school. Sure, kids go as far as they can go.
My name is Matt Smith, and I live in Carborough. That's fantastic. It's only more accolades for the program. The program has done really well over the last 8 or 9 seasons, and just one more notch for them.
My name is Clarence Allen, and I live in Chapel Hill. I don't have an opinion one way or the other. I'm sorry, I don't really follow a lot of sports.
My name is Steve Kirby, and I live in Chapel Hill. It's awesome to see the Carolina players excel at baseball. We've had such a great basketball program for years. It's great to see the baseball program doing well.
That's what you're saying on the street. A 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at igotfixed.com.
What most people see as their golden years, some people see as their golden opportunity. To stay active, to travel, to begin a new chapter. If you're over 60 and young at heart, we invite you to explore the Cedars of Chapel Hill in the vibrant, multi-generational Metamot community. We understand that you want things taken care of, even though you don't need to be taken care of. The Cedars offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles. We'll handle everything so you can pursue other goals. And more importantly, you can enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a continuing health care plan in place should you need it. Retirement is no longer a 5 or 10 year plan. People live longer, and this next phase of your life is a journey unto itself. We'll be with you every step of the way. Call 919-259-7000 to learn more about life at the Cedars. That's 259-7000. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Good morning. It is 8:49, 11 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Listen, we know everybody likes to get in shape for summer, but just because it's already July doesn't mean it's too late. We have an incredible giveaway that will ensure you get a total body transformation while having a lot of fun and being active. It's the Move It, Be Fit, Wealth of Health giveaway. We're giving one person a year of unlimited fitness classes, personal training, fitness assessment, and nutritional coaching, and Move It, Be Fit gear, all valued at over $1,500. Now, that's a wealth of help from the great team at Move It, Be Fit, a personal training and yoga studio located in Southwest Durham that focuses on helping you be healthy and reach your fitness goals. You can enter until Sunday at midnight by visiting our website, chapelbrew.com. And to increase your odds of winning, also enter at WCHL's Facebook page. There's also another way for you to enter, and that's by calling in to the radio station right now. Be caller number 5, and you can qualify to win. Caller number 5 right now, 919-929-WCHL.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
I'm Mark Vitale. I'm the owner of All About Insurance, one of Nationwide's largest insurance agencies. Very proud to be the leader of that operation. So I was raised a little different. My dad raised me that work was the essence of everything. Even though I'm a workaholic, I believe that you need to have time to shut it off. And you need to be able to enjoy your family, your spouse, whoever it may be. And it's so important because if you get wrapped up in the everyday work, 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 this has got to be done. People suffer that are part of your family. People that are workaholics get so intensely involved that they forget that balance of life is the most important thing. Fortunately, we're able to travel all over the world. I love to go in and watch. I ask questions about how they run their businesses. How do they run their lives? How do they run their families? Because reality is this. You can be the best business person in the world or the best employee in the world. And if it's all you do and you forget your family, you haven't done anything. So you can call in Chapel Hill at 919-933-4000 or stop in at Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard, or you could check us out at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
All right, congratulations to David Fulton, everybody. Thank you very much for the phone calls. Had a lot of phone calls this morning. David Fulton of Chapel Hill called in and qualified to win that Move It, Be Fit, Wealth of Health giveaway. And you'll have another chance to qualify to win tomorrow morning right here on WCHL. Also, remember to go to our Facebook page, WCHL. You can also visit chapelbrew.com. And you can qualify there to increase your odds of winning. Get registered at all three of those ways. You can become eligible to win. And who knows, it could be you getting in great shape for the summertime.
Literally thousands of rings on sale this weekend at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. Get unbelievable sale prices on all rings this weekend only. All wedding bands, all anniversary bands, all designer engagement ring mounting, 3 stone rings, special pricing across the board. Plus, ring designers are here from New York showcasing all the latest styles and all on sale. Don't miss the extra savings at Diamonds Direct's largest ever ring event. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. Crabtree on Glenwood, across from Fleming's.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Time again for an update on traffic on WCHL, brought to you by Southern Season. Visit Southern Season today and experience all things delicious in one amazing destination. Shop their world-class wine selection, expansive assortment of artisan candies, exquisite housewares, and famous gift baskets for every occasion at University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. Now, with traffic, here's Rand.
Thank you very much, Ron. Still seeing delays on 15501 northbound and southbound because of the accident near Garrett Road. Again, a 5-car pileup there. And of course, the people in the southbound lane have to slow down and see what's going on, so it's causing problems over there. And obviously, 15501 northbound seeing delays, and that's going to take a while to clean up. So if you can avoid the area, please try to do so. Give yourself some extra time to get to wherever you're going today and avoid that area if you can. NC 54 eastbound and westbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40 also seeing delays this morning. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Sometimes the delays going the other way can be almost as bad as the delays going in the way of the traffic where the accident occurred.
No kidding.
I guess it's just human nature. People have to slow down and look and see what happened. But,
that's right.
You know, that happens sometimes on I-40.
Yeah, well, that's when you really need to be careful, too, because you can be looking over to the other side and somebody in front of you slows down even more than you thought they were going to, and that's when you hit them and cause further problems.
And somebody coming behind you at about 80 miles an hour, you know.
Yeah.
So,
not
so good. Everybody be careful out there.
That's right.
All right. Hey, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you later on. And now time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast, brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. It is 76 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, warming up fairly quickly now. Mostly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms for the afternoon. High today in the low 90s, chance of rain 30%. Tonight, 30% chance of rain with a low in the low 70s. Tomorrow, more of the same, hot and muggy, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunder showers in the afternoon, 30% chance of it, high once again in the low 90s. There's no relief in sight from the heat. It's going to be like this all week long, really, high in the low 90s all the way through Friday, and then on the weekend, on Saturday, high about 90 degrees as well. That's as far as our forecast goes, but it's you can get a pretty good idea it's going to be hot here for quite a while. 8:56, 4 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Got one more thing to give away this morning. If you remember Wayne Pond's word of the day, what is the word? Call me, tell me the word, spell it correctly, and give me the definition, and you can get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It's all courtesy of Franklin Street Realty. Again, your number, 919-929-WCHL. Call right now.
Literally thousands of rings on sale this weekend at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. Get unbelievable sale prices on all rings this weekend only. All wedding bands, all anniversary bands, all designer engagement ring mountings, 3 stone rings, special pricing across the board. Plus, ring designers are here from New York showcasing all the latest styles and all on sale. Don't miss the extra savings at Diamonds Direct's largest ever ring event. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood across from Fleming's.
Charlie Quayle with Chimneys Plus. What's one of the worst energy loss culprits in your home? The fireplace. That's why more and more homeowners are making the change from the old drafty fireplaces of the past to a modern 21st century fireplace. Let Chimneys Plus show you why energy conscious homeowners are discovering high efficiency Lennox gas and wood burning fireplaces. Find us on the web at chimneysplusgutters.com. That's chimneysplusgutters.com.
You waited all year for this, the kids to graduate, the weather to warm, all driving the impulse to escape for that well-deserved family vacation. How would you like to start that vacation with a wow and a brand new 2013 BMW 320i for $325 per month? That's phenomenal handling, intelligent technology, and exceptional fuel economy in the 2013 BMW 320i for $325 per month. Performance BMW is well known for the promise and the wow. The promise is you'll guarantee that you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. The promise is so truly exceptional that you're bound to belt out a wow that might even rival the wow man himself, Gerald Lemoyne.
B3899, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year, 3,800 CCR, tax tag and $549 based on MSRP of $36,875 and selling price of $35,500. Financing with approved credit through BMW UFS. See dealer for details. Take delivery before June 30th, 2013. No cost maintenance. Does not cover tire wear. See BMWUSA.com for more details.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine, 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader. All new BMWs come with no-cost maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. No cost means you pay nothing for standard maintenance for the life of the new car warranty. Performance BMW, ChapelHill.com.
Are you looking
this
for new
hour
customers?
Of the morning news
try
is presented
our local
by Durham.
Deal. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. It is now 77 degrees, mostly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms predicted for the afternoon. 30% chance of it. High today in the low 90s. So really more warm and very muggy weather.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill, where business